Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled It's a Jungle Out There, featuring Drew Shane and Andrew Miller. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Beja.com, EAI.AI, eKitchen.com, and FUFF.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Metaphysic.com, Heartsong.com, Serpent.org, and Jungle.org. Then we get into a talk about music and live shows, but cycle back into domain names and get into a discussion about the balance between liquidity and margins, which is one of the things that makes domains so special from an investment standpoint. Less liquidity means market inefficiency, which means the potential for bigger margins. Then we talk about ways to add liquidity, whether that's through technology or people, and how more people in the space means more money in the space, hence more liquidity. We also talk about the different buyer types as it applies to their understanding of the value of domain names and how that's changed over time. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE. Short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange, it's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And also, huge shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. Last but not least, we've got some upcoming domain conferences to mention. NamesCon Global is coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to NamesCon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And also, we've got the ICA annual member meeting taking place January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. So go to ICA.Vegas for more information, register, all that good stuff, and we'll see everybody there as well. All right, with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors, using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domainers ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. My homies, and there's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score, and somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. Then we got, if you remember last week, I had to send swag to myself since I won. You know what I'm saying? So big up to me.
That went out real quick.
Yeah.
I got it right here. I just can't show you because it's a surprise, and I got to wait till something else to be able to then show everybody what the new swag looks like. But anyway, we'll get into that. And then we got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like, And then last but not least, we get into grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, all that good stuff, and allowing guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. Never Gonna Give Drew Up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. What's up, man? You are rocking that gray beard, that salt and pepper, salt, you know? So what's up, bro?
Strong.
Yeah. Beard game strong.
Yeah, let's look, all good. I've been in a whirlwind, took my kids to a little music festival here in Portugal, in Lisbon, last week, Nosha Live. Saw my son's favorite artist, Benson Boone, who really impressed me. He had the one song, I don't know what the name is, but he had the one song, you know, I kind of caught on the radio and my kids loved it. I was like, all right, this, it was like real, authentic American folk rock, you know, okay. Something that I haven't heard since probably the 80s. It was like,
how many flips off the piano?
Oh man, this dude was doing backflips, side flips, front flips. Off camera, we were just talking about, you know, athletes. Holy shit. That guy is a straight, just absolute top athlete. I mean, I'll tell you what, all I could think of watching this, and I wasn't really into him because I heard that one song and I was like, okay, that's a really good song. My initial reaction to hearing him, maybe let's say a year ago, was like, oh, that's cool. Who's this? And then all the subsequent songs that I heard were kind of like pop. So he probably got eaten by the machine and they were like, you're going to produce pop songs now. And so that was unfortunate, but I'll tell you what, seeing him live, I am very encouraged by this kid. He's a young kid. He's got absolute 10 of 10 energy, and he is either the reincarnation or he's just channeling Freddie Mercury. He is literally he's like the re-embodiment of Freddie Mercury. I think it's intentional. I think he's trying to drive that, but he's doing a hell of a job of it. And I big up because that kid put on a hell of a show, and he wasn't even the headliner and he just killed it. He absolutely killed it. The crowd went wild to do it. He's just got so much energy and he's pouring sweat and he's flipping and he's running and he's engaging and he went into the crowd and he doesn't give a shit. He was in it. And I love that. I love to see that. I'm tired of this bullshit. You know, this fucking Taylor Swift's of the world. Useless. Useless.
You know, okay. So, you know, first of all,
there's no show there. She fireworks and she can't dance. She doesn't know how to do anything. make her do a backflip. She'll be broken like chopsticks. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, this dude brought it.
She's got the boyfriend who will offset all the others, though.
Anyway, so he blew me away. Olivia Rodrigo is my daughter's favorite artist, so it was like kill two birds with one stone.
She's great.
She was a headliner. She did good. She was far less impressive to me though than Benson Boone. I think he's special. So, anyways,
yeah, no, that's what's up. I got
home at 2 a.m. next morning. Had to fly to Mallorca for a friend's 50th birthday party. And then it was basically three straight days, nonstop, you know, drinking with 45 to 50 year old German guys that can outdrink me, you know, probably 5-1. And so it was a fun but exhausting weekend. And last thing I'll say, and then I'll let it go. Today, Tuesday, July 15th. My 20-year anniversary. So shout out to my wife.
Congrats.
And yeah, I would say, you know, my greatest achievement is my marriage. 20 years happily married, not every day, but by the year. And
it's like Bitcoin, you know what I'm saying? Like it goes up to the right.
You just got to zoom out a little bit and it's all good.
You know? my 30th is next month, 30th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
And I just had my 25th.
Oh, let's go. My 20th is next month as well. So it's Look at that, man. We just a bunch of old dudes that just
you don't get here without support. No,
that's it. Well, you know what I mean? Look, this is what I would call an indicator. You know what I mean? Like, big success requires dedication and commitment and discipline. And those are all the same things required to have a healthy, long marriage.
And what's amazing is 20, 25, 30. I agree that it is the, absolutely my biggest and most important thing to me, and the result of that being the kids, obviously, as well, and my family. But I will say that, you know, kudos to the four women to still be here with us at 20, 20, 25, and 30.
100%. Shout out to the wives.
Yeah, they should really receive awards from the government.
Yeah. They get like some kind of like a...
like silver star.
The government's trying to kill marriage. The government doesn't want you married. The government wants you single and on Tinder.
Well, it keeps us from being in jail, probably.
Yeah.
For sure.
So anyways, shout out to the wifeies, especially mine today on this day. And, you know...
what's the 20th anniversary gemstone?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, y'all going to get a little sneak peek.
Whatever it is, it's in a box behind him.
Y'all going to get a little sneak peek.
Hopefully the 25th isn't a big deal.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it before my wife does. But
oh, you already know.
Air until after she gets it.
Order one for JT.
Whoa.
Nice.
So,
wow.
I hope my wife doesn't watch your show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so yeah,
the 25th is somehow not a big deal. It was like silver. I don't know what it is, but it's like, you know, fortunately.
I'm hoping nice crispy treat.
That's a cashmere sapphire. A very
so, JT, your 20th is coming up.
Coming up, man. Next month.
You got to get yourself a cashmere sapphire. Nah, you have no choice.
She doesn't watch the show, so that's good. You know,
that's good.
But all right, couple things. Obviously, huge shout out to the wives. Congratulations to Drew and Anna. That's amazing and awesome stuff, and great for you guys. And the show though, Benson Boone. You know what I mean? The song you're referring to is "Beautiful Things," I believe. That's the joint that he did where he's
been.
Well, he did that Grammys performance where he's rocking the Freddie Mercury thing where they ripped his suit off and he does.
Yeah, that was when I kind of lost my interest. I was like, oh man, maybe he's like, you know, he's a little too fruity. But then, it's all part of the show. And then when I realized that literally he's just channeling Freddie Mercury, it was like, all right, all that shit doesn't matter. He's the real deal. He really is. He's the real deal.
He was a competitive diver. That was his shit. He was a competitive diver, was like really legit at that and has incorporated that into his shows and stuff. Seems like a cool dude. I'm a fan. I think, you know, a lot of his stuff, I don't listen to a whole lot of it, but I think that song is really good. And
I think he played a second song that was also something personal.
He's got a new one out. Remember. Yeah.
And that one was also great. Not as good as Beautiful Things. Beautiful Things, like you could just.
There's one about like, I'm here, but I'm not here to see you.
That's like coming from inside. That's a really real authentic song. Stay Shane.
And you know, Beautiful Thing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say his other song is like, he's at a bar and he said, I'm here to see somebody else, but it's nice to see you.
Okay. Yeah, Beautiful Things. You know, I'm 820 plus Soul Cycle rides and somehow Beautiful Things has made it onto some playlists recently. So, you know, when it's gone there, the guy's made it, right?
He was an American Idol guy, right? So he was on American Idol.
Really?
Yeah. And then he said, no, thank you. I'm going to go my own. Yeah. He didn't take the show. He got picked, but he's like, yeah, I'm going to go do my own thing.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. And speaking of, Drew was saying about, you know, diving off I've seen him do his gymnastics diving acts. And, ironically, I also do a lot of music with my kids, especially my son. But we were just at Jazz Fest and, you know, we went to Pearl Jam, which was the headliner of the second day. And I was sitting here telling my kids, you know, when I was like, your age, Eddie Vedder, you're not that young, but a few years old, Eddie Vedder was, he wasn't diving and flipping off his piano. He was flipping off the high wire hanging above.
He would climb the what do you call those?
Exactly.
The scaffolding.
Yeah, the scaffolding. He'd climb the scaffolding and do
backflips off the wires. But a crowd to catch him in a mush pit. Like,
that might have been a little drunk.
That's real athleticism.
Well,
man, I used to go back to back shows. There's probably no band that I was more. Pearl Jam was to me what the Dead is to you.
I went to a lot of Pearl Jam shows too, by the way. So I am dead. Not obviously the dead's here, but I was excited to take my second generation to Pearl Jam and, you know, out in New Orleans in the 95 degree heat. It was, you know, any they did not disappoint. They did not disappoint. It's an amazing tour. So
it's good stuff. Yeah. Well, you know, I think, look, authenticity is important. You know, I feel like music has become very disposable. So when you have some stuff that, you know, kind of covers a bunch of bases where somebody is a true entertainer with good music, catchy, whatever, it's like, you know, can transcend genres and stuff. That's why, you know, Drew was hating on Taylor Swift. I actually think I have a lot of respect for Taylor Swift. Her success doesn't come from nowhere. She writes a lot of her own songs.
I have respect for everybody that, you know, makes success, and, you know, but I just, I really despise her music. I just think it's terrible. I don't think it's good music.
I love it. You're a soul psychopath, and you ride to Taylor Swift a lot. So, you know.
No doubt. You're at the mercy of the cycle. Mercy of the cycle.
I think she's incredibly talented, despite the fact that I can't stand her boyfriend. I'm as a Patriots guy here, but, you know, he's...
Look, I'm an Eagles fan. You know, I have love for the Kelseys in general because of Jason.
You have a mixed view.
Yeah.
I have an interesting Kelsey story, which is going way off topic, but, you know, so I'm very close.
Because we're not already off topic.
We're way off, but this is actually interesting, more on topic. So, and I probably shouldn't even say it, but so a very close friend of mine who was in my wedding party is one of the more powerful, I don't want to say his name, executives in Hollywood, and a great guy, great friend, and, you know, working on some stuff with him recently around some domains in his world. And but there's a domain investor who owns Kelsey.com, and they just acquired, my friend's company just acquired the Kelsey brand and all their media rights and everything. And so I'm like, they have to have this domain. Like, it's, they're two brothers, it's their brand, it's their name. So we'll see if it plays out and they get it or not. But small little deal, but, you know, fun.
No, that's super cool. Well, again, as an Eagles fan, I'm a huge Jason Kelsey guy, and I don't mind Travis as much as some, but you know, it's interesting stuff, and we're not even through all the introductions, so let's keep it moving. All right, below Drew, we got my boy Shane Cultra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on a Shane, House of Shane, Culture Personality, doing it for the Culture. Chain. What's up, dude? You in the mountains still doing your thing?
I'm still here. Got a couple more weeks. Not enough. 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how I feel. Yeah. It's good. No people. There's days I don't see anybody else. Like, literally 2 and 3 days, I only see my daughter and my wife. My daughter's here for a week. And I was thinking this morning while I was taking a shower. You know, I always talk about when you have kids, you automatically, you're no longer number one. So you figure out pretty quick that you don't get everything. I have my car here. My daughter flew in. And I realized instantly that's no longer my car. Like, it's constantly. Yeah. I can't go anywhere. Like, it just disappears. So I'm stuck here in the mountains, but it's all good. I love it here. Internet connection and, you know, it's little peace and quiet's all you could ever ask for.
So she shows up. How does she manage the altitude? Is it like...
She's in really good shape. So she ran at Division I and she runs on, I don't know, you know, like ex-runner team. So she's in good shape and she came in pretty good. It's like she ran today with semi-pro runners this morning.
That's like runners.
She got her ass kicked, but she's in good shape. And her boyfriend is a football player. He's in decent shape too. He ran pretty hard too. So our family keeps it moving, and we like to hike, and no chubbies in this family. No big facts, as we call them.
Well, what was interesting, we were talking about this offline before we got on the call, and I thought it was an interesting point, was that at altitude, you actually lose weight because, you know, your body's working so much harder to process oxygen.
Yeah, the hospital survive, does no, you know? Like, once you're over 70, you probably shouldn't live here. There's no heart, no babies are born here. I said this last show, no babies are born here, no heart work, no convenient care. It's just too high. You have to go down to get all that stuff. So... and I talked to a guy at the running store, and he said he came here to train, and he ended up losing 40 pounds and had to go back down because he just, it's just too much weight loss. I've lost 10 pounds. I've only been here 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah, man. But you're pretty active, so, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Aaron Wilkin, and I feel amazing, right? This is the best shape I've been in a long time. I'm climbing mountains like I've never climbed, And then I look on Aaron Wilkins' freaking thing. Every single day, he's doing 23 miles with 7,000 feet of elevation gain. Every single day in 6-hour run. And then I'm like,
Shout out to Aaron and the accidental domainer. He's in Italy,
I think, now. But he just did that 2,000-mile ride where he ran and saw, you know, everybody along the West Coast and said hi to Mike Seiger. And then he went up to Vancouver and then he ran across Canada. And I'm like, I mean, he's just a stud.
Good. Thank God somebody wants to do that. Not me. That sounds like describe hell on earth. I'd be like, 2,000-mile ride across, you know, that sounds horrible.
And I'm not jealous of him because I think it's amazing, but it's really a goal setting. But like I said, I was so happy. I climbed the mountain. I did great. And then I look at Aaron, he ran up the mountain. Like I hiked it and he ran it. So.
And I sit here telling you I ride bikes that go nowhere for 45 minutes.
Exactly.
No, we all make fun of each other, right? Like Aaron makes fun of me and I make fun of SoulCycle people.
Hey, at least you're getting after it. You know what I mean?
Here's a race too. We're already off topic, but there was a race on Sunday and it's a 50-mile bike race up the mountains, right? So I think it's 7,000 or 10,000 feet of elevation gain. But I look out and I'm running and I see this crowd of people on this giant sledding hill. So it's a ski sledding hill. And at the bottom, I hear this gun go off and there's like 1,000 women. They have to run their bike up the mountain and then the race starts. So I see these ants, like I just see all these people running up this mountain. The race hadn't even started. They have to carry their bike up the mountain to start the 50-mile race.
So do they carry it, like push it?
Some people push it along. Some people throw it on their shoulder. And it was all females and they were getting after it. I mean, they were jacked. It was so crazy. And it's at 10,000 feet. Like they're not doing that. It's called the Silver Rush 50. It was amazing. Just to see.
Right, it's impressive, man.
Let's go.
Well, let me finish the intros first.
You're still in intros.
All right. And last but certainly not least, it's been a minute since he's been on the show. The one and only, a boy, Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. Bill Belichick, a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Andrew Dice Miller. Jack and Jill went up a hill, each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Hey, what's up, dude?
I don't know about the Bill. You know, we just finished talking about 25, 30 years of marriage, and we're talking about Bill with his 24-year-old. Babe.
Dude, he's got some shit going on there, man.
Good for him. All good, man.
Good for him, I guess. I don't know, but he's already got like the boosters and stuff. It's all going to come down to how the team does. If that team struggles, it's going to be a pretty short window, I feel like, you know. But if the team does well, then everything will be forgotten, you know.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. He's just doing his thing.
I think they'll probably do fine, too. But I think, all good, man. I mean, we kind of covered it. Music and summer and headed to, you know, Europe in August. And all good, man. Busy. Trying to work through it till then. And, you know, Shane's talking about running bikes up hills, and I'm happy with a 7-iron, a pickleball paddle, and a bike that goes nowhere.
Yeah, a bike that goes nowhere. I like it, man. I like it. I've never been a big biking guy. I run every day, but I'll bike to the gym sometimes. I had the Peloton, didn't love it. You know, it was just kind of not great for my back. You know, I don't know if that was.
Well, let me emphasize: a 7-iron and a golf cart, not even walking.
Well, dude, last thing, and then we'll move on and we'll play the domain game and actually talk about some domains. But speaking of golf, like, have you guys seen the viral clip of the fight on the golf course with the ex NHL guy that just?
Yes, I already brought that up in the last Sherpa.
Yeah. Did?
Yeah, you sleeping, dog.
And then we already talked about it, then we'll keep it moving. But
you showed it to me and I went to watch it. So crazy.
Oh, that's right. All right. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, hey, look, all good. Welcome to the show, everybody. And, we're talking about athletes, artists, and now let's talk about some domains. So let's go. We got the domain game. We'll start with you, Drew. What do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I just bought this name today. I'll go with this one. Right. I bought it on GoDaddy today. Beja.com. Beja.com. B-E-J-A.
Beja.
That's a consonant vowel for all you people.
Consonant CBCV, Beja.com. Bought it on DNX.
All right, let's go.
Oh, right. Well, that helps change it because it's on DNX. So.
I gave you too much information.
No, you did because that. auction and DNX is different, right?
And I literally just bought this today, so nobody should have any info about it.
All right, are we ready? 3, 2, 1, flip.
Come on. Can you read mine?
Okay. See me.
All right, Miller's at $7,250. I'm at $9,000, and Shane is at $16,500.
Miller cheated. Miller went on DNX and saw the listing was still there.
Please.
How close was he?
$7,400.
Ooh, boom. All right. That's solid.
There's no way. Well, yeah. I was confident with my number on this one.
So
much more than I will be on any others. All right. I'm in, I'm still waiting for my swag from 3 years ago anyway.
Man. Somehow, somebody, someday. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Did you know? Did you have some idea? Had you seen it? Or
I had no idea.
All right.
Well, that was so, Shane, I actually couldn't. I didn't know. It seemed like that was a good price to me for just for a CVC.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anything under 10,000. The J, right. The J, because it can be a ha in Spanish, is like it would. J in some locations is bad, but in that position in CVC, because Spanish, that ha, that beha.
Spanish and Portuguese, yeah.
So Portuguese.
Beja is actually a major city here in Portugal, and it's a region that drives a lot of tourism. It's very close to where I'm building my farmhouse, and so for $7,400, I was like, oh, I'll grab that.
Under 10, you should look at all CVCVs.
Like, yeah, I mean,
it's at least stop and look.
It's a GEO, it's a CVCV. It's got, other potential meanings. And so I thought $7,400.
Yeah.
Put that on my side of the ledger.
And that's DNX, meaning that it was for sale at Afternic or one of the places, right?
Yeah, it was an Afternic listing that I was curated through DNX.com.
Yep. That's fantastic. Boom.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I think
all around.
I mean, you guys at DNX are really, this is what's changed publicly. So there's the there's private, and then there's the auctions, and then there's picking off mispriced or undervalued pricing. And behind the scenes, we're all doing it with our own APIs and doing the same thing. And DNX has made it so everybody can do it, which is bad for us, good for the domains.
Look, that's how a market matures, right? Is you need 100%. More efficiency. That's the definition of market maturity, is less spread and more efficiency, right? So but domains have a spread. I think it'd be hard to point to an asset class that has more, a deeper spread than, on the bid ask than domain names. And so it's still a long way to run. But, I think we've been predicting this for 2 or 3 years, on whether it was on the DN Journal annual thing or on the show. Look, over time, domain investor margins for new acquisition names are going to get compressed. End user prices, wholesale prices are going to get closer to end user prices. And so instead of a 10X, you're going to make a 5X, and then you're going to make a 3X. And then, whether it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, at some point, it's going to be another asset class that makes, 15% a year if you're lucky, right? And so, obviously that applies on new acquired names that are at market price, not, but...
What were you going to say?
Not historically owned names, basically you make your money on the buy, right? So if you bought the name 10 years ago, you paid a good or great price, in the market 10 years ago, that margin's not getting compressed because the end user price is likely to continue to go up, but the wholesale price of your replacement it's going to continue to go faster than the end user price, and so margins will get compressed. That's just, it's just price discovery and market maturity.
But, clearly, there is no asset class even in the strat, maybe art, but probably not even that. There's no asset class.
No, not even art. Art's basically.
Anybody can spin on art.
Right?
There's no asset class that, that has the spread can sell a domain name for, $5 million, even more than you thought you were going to get for it, right? Because the market just came around. right? So, you know, somebody wanted it badly enough, right? I mean,
that's it.
Still on the flip side, you know, the most illiquid of all.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, that's a trade off. You can't have both, right?
That's
you can't
it.
Have both.
You cannot
and
have both.
Go.
You can't have everything. There's that's
no, and liquidity, where liquidity lives is what Drew is saying, right? Liquidity lives in the, you know, if you have to get out, you sell it to someone, you know, you paid $250, maybe you have to sell it for $260, right? Because the, you know, or, but maybe not. Maybe the market, you know, prices go up and you're $250, you know. So I think that, you know, liquidity is lives in a very small community.
Look, the treasury market, for example, is like the most liquid market in the world, right? Other than maybe US dollar, euros, FX market, but
yeah, that's fair.
Or JBB, you know, Japanese yen dollar, FX. But if you look at like massive multi-hundred billion dollar hedge funds, you know, these guys are just doing massive fucking volumes trading, you know, treasuries, and they're making 0.03% on the trade, right? And so they can do that. They can afford such a small margin because the liquidity is so deep. If you have no liquidity, then you need huge margins. And so it's exactly what Shane said. You can have easy liquidity and no margin, or you can have huge margins and no liquidity. Where we are is huge margins, no liquidity, and slowly moving towards more liquidity and less margin.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of changed my approach over the last, you hear me writing about it, is like, I used to think we need more tech and more this and that, but really we just need everybody to do a better job, right? Like to you know, we're talking about DNX. DNX is very helpful and successful because the people that actually have the platforms are not doing good enough job providing the tools to discover. So I don't know that we need all the tech that I was saying, hey, we need this and that. Laws have changed quite a bit that we can do more than we've ever done legally. You know, things are starting to lighten up in the Trump administration when it comes to financials. But the reality is we just need to improve our tool sets and add more people to this asset class. Liquidity is the people, right? I don't think it's a technology. I think we need people coming in, discovering what a good asset class it is to provide liquidity. That's my opinion versus some technology to make it more liquid. It doesn't get more liquid with technology. It gets more liquid with more money involved. And that's what we need to get to.
And it gets more like, I mean, it gets more liquid, at, you know, with more volume, but volume is going to happen in, you know, certain areas, only certain aspects of what we do, right? And it's never going to be a volume game, you know, to the extent that other things, you know, treasuries obviously is extreme, but like, you know, it's never going to be the volume game that other real estate or other asset classes are because,
yeah,
you know, it's just too many, there's too many options. There's too many, It's still too, you know, there's still such a dichotomy at the high end for sure, right? Between, you know, those who get it and those who don't, right? Yeah. And, you know, I can go back 25 years and I'm not sure it's changed. Like 25 years ago, it was like there were the buyers, the CEOs, the VCs, the founders who get it and there are those who don't. And yeah. I don't think that's changed one freaking iota today.
Well,
a few more get it.
Yeah.
A few more get it. Yeah.
No, COVID changed things. In my opinion, well, my experience is that it used to be purely like, you know, it was busy. You were pushing a rock up a hill. It was, why would I spend that kind of money on a domain name? Right. And now it's like, okay, maybe you don't want to, but you know that that's where the market's at. And most of these guys get it. Now, I'm not saying they all are ready to put the money on the table, but they know,
wish they could,
you know.
Yeah, I think that's a bucket. One bucket is those who wish they. I wrote about it on my Sunday Thoughts this weekend. I think I broke it into three buckets: those who get it and act, those who get it but can't act yet or aren't ready to act,
yep.
And those who don't get it at all. And you still have that
that's
third
right.
bucket.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah,
that's right. That's right.
That's where the opportunity lies, spectrum. Right? That's opportunity. That last question is opportunity. So,
Of course.
And that's our job, right? Is to slowly enter those. you're not going to sell them into it, but you might show them into it, like as they learn.
Look, the more people, the more high profile things in the news happening, we'll see it soon with, the big AI sale and AI.com, and we'll see it, when Dharmesh is out there buying,
Perplexity, yeah.
Right? And, Perplexity is buying it and saying they got it, and ChatGPT for chat, and all these, it creates a little bit more of a mainstream approach. Because the flip side is, how many times have we seen, a domain got acquired high profile and it, it sits there as a redirect, or it comes back years later and doesn't get you deployed properly for whatever reason, right? So it's good when you see, high level, high profile companies in the news, not only standing behind it, but using it properly. That's half the other battle, right?
Yeah.
How is it deployed?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. And check out Miller's Sunday Thoughts.
Just make sure you, well, hold on. I interrupted that, but you can say that again. But make sure you give me my 1-0 here.
We can't see it live, but Billy will.
Comes post.
I know.
Post scoreboard.
It was 25 minutes ago, so I just want to make sure it wasn't long.
Fair enough. And again, make sure you check out Miller's Sunday Thoughts on LinkedIn. Every week it's great insight and all that good stuff into the mind of Miller, if you dare. You know what I'm saying? So
if you dare.
All right. Well. All right. 1-0, Miller. Let's keep it moving. Domain game still. Shane, it's on you, man. What do you got? Buy or sell?
I was going to do a buy. I bought EAI.AI.
EAI.AI.
Okay. EAI.AI. All right.
Wow.
I'm already ready. I'm ready.
It is a tricky one, isn't it?
This one, I have no way a chance of winning this.
I don't know.
Well, the buy for me, so it wasn't 50 grand.
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, flip. All right. I'm at 1500. Drew's at 3,888. And Miller is at $4,525.
JT gets to spin the wheel for 10 grand on the money. I paid 1500 on the money.
Oh, let's go.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
But how much was it?
1500.
That's great. I like it. I like it.
I picked it off the CETO. Yeah, I saw it sitting there. And I'm like, I'll take it for 1500. That's a
crazy deal.
I thought so.
Yeah, that's
so,
a crazy deal.
That's one of those.
EAI.AI doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's like anybody whose company's name is E that is in the AI business, it's a pretty damn good.
You're not going to get E.AI.
Let's be very clear. It's a good price at 1500. How's that? Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I felt
good stuff.
Man, I'll tell you what. I just had it first. So I got this domain that I'm not going to say, I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus quite yet, but we sold the domain on a payment plan, okay, about 6 months ago. And the deal was he put a big chunk up front, put about 20% up front, and then he had a lease for 3 years, I believe, and the first lease payment was due at month 7. So he paid a big chunk up front. He needed a little runway to get the company forward. This was really a brand new out of the box startup. It wasn't like priest whatever. This was a from scratch. But the guy had a track record. He's a known, he left a job at one of the biggest players in the world. And, anyways, so we got into a deal. And the guy, I'm telling you, I took equity in the deal. Whatever. Anyway, so the guy, he had me sold. And the guy defaulted on the first monthly payment. The first monthly payment is $5,000. They put
50. He's talking about the upfront.
60 something thousand up front, and then it's $5,000 a month, right? And then I got a nice chunk of equity. And the guy defaults on the first payment. And so I'm like, what's up? No response. They had escrow emails and told escrow, I said, look, just start the default period. So they email him, and all of a sudden he wakes up and I'm like, all good, no problem. You got 7 days, just send the $5,000. 7 days expired yesterday. So I was in an email today. I said, look, dude, if we don't have the payment by the end of the day, I'm taking the name back, just so you understand. And he's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. All good. I sent the payment yesterday. That was this morning. Okay, great. I told him, all right, no problem. You got till 5 o'clock, my time, which is in 15 minutes. So,
yeah, 15
minutes.
On the clock.
He emails me now and he says, oh, I don't know where the money is. It hasn't arrived. I said, no problem. Send me the wire receipt. So he sends me the wire receipt. What does the wire receipt say? The wire receipt says $2,500. I said, well, why does the wire receipt say $2,500? Well, that's all I could say. And I said, so you've been telling me that you sent some money. The money's a check. You know, it's the classic check is in the mail. And it's like, whoa, but it wasn't for the amount, you know, the amount you need. So anyways, all
this is
better.
Not going to end
like
well.
An extra free $2,500 on top. For the $2,500 as a going away present. But man, I don't understand people. Like, literally, you just paid all this fucking money and you're walking away after you don't even make your first payment? $5,000?
Like, yeah, that makes no sense at all.
No.
Well, you know,
I'm not going to comment. I'm just going to refrain from comment on what I think could be going on, but we'll leave it up. We're just going to let it be.
Why?
You never
what
know.
What's going on?
Man, like we're in a weird world of all kinds of crazy. I've seen some crazy shit in the last year that I've never seen in my time doing this, and I don't want to tell the stories. I'd rather not, but you know, you got to keep your eyes open more now than ever. I would say there's between I just think there's a lot of bad actors. I think there's a lot of laundering. I think there's a lot of I think there's a lot of things going on that, would it could explain why someone would spend.
But they got the launder pretty bad because Drew's keeping the money.
I mean,
they put it in the washer, but they don't get to
take it out. I mean, look, they put up $60,000 up front.
Oh, were you the seller?
Yeah.
Oh, not you. All right, it wasn't. All right, you were the seller.
Yeah,
not
we
the
were
broker.
The seller. Yeah,
not the broker.
No.
Oh, fine. All right, fair. Okay, got it.
Yeah, he gets then to keep all the money and the
demand. Yeah, exactly.
Well, when we deal with some lease deals, I always find it interesting when people push back on the, they're like, oh, well, it's so punitive that if we miss a payment or, after the 30 days or whatever it is, 15 days, whatever the grace period might be, that you take the name back since that's so punitive, blah, 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 blah. And that's how it gets referred to. And it's like, look, like under this deal, you literally have one job. Your one job is to just make the payments, and if that's in dispute or there's a concern that you're not going to do that one thing that you are literally like solely responsible for, that is the number one priority on your side of the ledger, and that's in that's in question, then we probably shouldn't even be doing a deal here. It's like,
absolutely.
And look, it's on auto pay, man. Auto pay out of the bank account if you're worried about
it. Nobody forgets their payment, man. If they don't pay it, it's because there's a problem or something. I mean, and look, it's
you
an opportunity
put
cost, right?
$5,000 on a almost seven figure transaction. Like, there's a problem.
What do you
and
do?
So, anyways, look, if there was no equity involved, I actually would probably give the guy a couple days or something because I'd rather keep making payments. But there's equity there, which I don't want anymore. If this guy can't make a $5,000 payment, you think I want his equity? So anyways, exactly. I'm going to take this shit in about 9 minutes. I'm going to fire off the email that this shit's in default. And then I'm going to take it back. And then I'll give him a deal, but I'll give him another deal, but it's just, I don't want the equity. Give me the money.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want
just,
equity.
You talk about
here.
Confidence, going forward, it's definitely undermined at that point. But hey, it's just trying to, do what we can to get deals done. And, this kind of, I guess they'd fall into the bucket of, they really appreciate the value, but they just can't afford it, right? That's the
They probably can afford it. They just
don't close the doors. We got one more passenger on the GFY train.
Or maybe TGE didn't quite hit yet. So
yeah, there you go. All right, Shane.
It's an AR startup too. It actually was really promising. It really was pretty interesting.
Super cool.
It's not the one that I led you with.
No.
That didn't go anywhere. If you think it's the same. So start with a T.
It was the same. Yeah, start with a T. Yeah, it started with the same kind of concept.
Yeah, that didn't. That never. You know.
That was a weird. That went real weird, actually.
Yeah, that's why we haven't talked about it, because nothing happened. But anyway, we can talk about that one offline. But all good. Hey, look, we'll keep working. We'll keep trying. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Shane, but it's on you for the domain. Oh, no, it's not on you. It's now on Miller. So it's 1-1. So I've got a point. Miller's got a point. Ooh, so if I get this point, I win the game.
I know.
Miller can't. He can't. Okay, let's go.
Hold on. What's this text?
Exactly. Why'd Miller hit me in the chat with the price of the domain he's about to disclose?
That's what he said. JT said, please lose this on purpose.
So, first of all, there were a couple. I was thinking about this when I got the email. There were a couple we bought at Hilco that are pretty significant that, with Braden that I don't know if Braden even spoke about them or not, but I can't say the price. So that doesn't work, right?
He did.
So we have to get, there's been a few, Common and Perch, but I'm going to just.
Common. So I used to own Common.com. Common.com was the first structured payment deal I ever did. I owned Common.com. I can even remember I was sitting in Dusseldorf. This is a long time ago, but anyways, I bought Common.com for 40 grand and then I sold it to,
I can tell you we paid more.
Yeah, no, I know. So, and then, I sold it to, Michael, Lasavitsky. I love you. You're a great guy. I just murdered your name though. Nice Jewish boy in New York. He had a cool startup called Common. And he actually has become a friend. I've done a lot of deals with this guy. He's referred me to a lot of people over the years since. But anyways, that was his company. And I don't know if they went under or they sold, but I was
Got out of chapter 7.
Yeah. So I was sad to hear that you guys fine, whatever. But I always loved that name. I always
loved it's a great name. It's a great name.
So it was a great name. I think I sold it for 400 grand back when 400 grand was a lot of money. That was like,
Well, I could tell you we paid more than 40 and less than 400. I tell you, we paid more than 40 and less than the 400. But yeah. As far as the domain name game, I got a little one that is kind of, I actually bought out a partner. But I still bought it, right? Privately. And it's interesting on the heels of Shane's because it's ekitchen.com.
Ooh. Ekitchen.com.
But I want to clarify, I bought someone out.
Kitchen.com, steak
cooking. I bought someone out, but I can tell you I'm just going to give the price as if I paid for the combination of what I had paid originally and the rest of it, right? So I'm going to backtrack to when I, just so we get to an accurate full number for 100%.
Okay.
All right. E-Kitchen. E-Kitchen.
All right.
Yeah, I can't see, by the way. So you hold on.
Yeah, I'll call them out anyway, which I do anyway for people that are listening and not watching the show.
Yeah.
So once Shane puts in the number that Miller told him offline.
And this is the total price, like
total combined.
Total price. Yeah, yeah. What it would have been. All in. Yep, of course. Has to be.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. I'm at 7,500. Shane's at 19,500, and Drew's at $21,369.
Okay, we're limiting Drew. It's going to be a close call between you two guys. 13,750. I don't know who wins.
Wait, 13,750. What were you, Shane?
Oh, I was 19,500.
I think Shane's got it. 19.
Oh, it's right there. It's right there.
I think Shane's got it by $250, right?
So I had six.
I don't know.
So my difference was 6,250. Shane, what was your number?
19,500
minus
13,750.
Shane, let's see the guns.
Oh, Shane is. He did. He got it by $500.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
Yours? Yeah, yours.
Guns out?
I haven't lifted in a couple weeks.
Here's what we got to do then. We have a three-way tie. Well, okay. So let's talk about this name, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to break the tie to get to a winner. But so Shane with the point. Good job, Shane. And all right, so you bought your guy out to all in for $13,750, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think, you know, being an old timer here, OG, and, you know, there was a day early on when I's and E's mattered. And, you know, I blank and E blank. And, you know, E followed by a word, and E music, I music, whatever, E kitchen, I kitchen, along with, you know, back when you couldn't get the old days when you didn't get the single word.com, you would gravitate to, well, I'll take the E before it. But look, I think that the reason I did this originally, the reason I bought into it the first time was before I bought him out was, I started an ad like a year ago or whatever this was. I started an ad for a really powerful ad for like a cloud kitchen of the future.
Yeah,
It was like and
that's what what's his name, TK, the Colonic, the Uber guy.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing that. And right, so cloud kitchen, the connected kitchen. You know, we all have some element, I'm sure, in our own homes. You know, but a fully connected cloud kitchen kind of thing. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know. It's kind of a cool brand for someone who wants to do that. Maybe, hopefully, someday. And you know, we'll see. Right? There wasn't a lot of much. There wasn't much stop behind it. I don't even remember where we originally bought it. If it was privately,
I like it a lot. I mean, I think it'll probably be or already is the first version of a commercial robot, consumer robot. Will be a kitchen robot, and eKitchen seems like a pretty fucking obvious name for one of the many competitors that'll be in that field.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I mean,
all right. So all right, we got a three-way tie. Drew, we're gonna need you to throw another name up.
Mm-hmm. Everybody always needs me for something,
and it's got to be a name I don't know about. So hopefully you got something that I'm not going to be in the mix. Otherwise, it's going to come down to Shane and Miller, which is fine.
You know? Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. I'll go with a little domain buy here.
Okay. What do we got?
Fuck you, fuckface. Okay. FUFF.com.
Oh, okay.
FUFF.
FUFF.
Most people would have seen Fuff, but some people.
Like, nah, I need to put something on it. I need to put some backspin on that.
Fuff.
FUFF.com. All right.
I love that.
FUFF.com. Fuff.
This was a buy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a word. I actually added a word to my repertoire
lexicon or whatever.
I didn't know. Yeah.
All right, you guys, Miller?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm at 6,500. Miller's at $14,001. Shane is at $3,800.
It's close. It's close, but Shane came from behind and took the win.
Oh.
At 14,000 feet, this motherfucker going strong. Oh,
$14,000, man.
I know. What's the total?
The total was $4,200.
Yeah. Wait, what were you, Shane?
$3,800.
$4,226.
Once you start getting into four letter and five letter,
I know that's right in your wheelhouse. You might as well have said, "Hey, you know what does the rock formations look like?"
You don't see a lot of those. You don't see first off, repeating three letters. Yeah. You know, pronounceable, like it's a pretty unique little class.
That's why I went high, hoping by some chance it was a little bit of a.
I don't think you had a crazy number. I think I got a good deal.
My number was much more game theory to try to win than it was actually thinking what you paid. But yeah, I knew they would be lower, so I figured to get anywhere in the upper range of that seven figures.
But the great part about that is that name is. You can put $50,000 on it, no problem, because it's a pronounceable brand. Like those are just to me. I love those kind of names because at auction,
totally.
if it's a pronounceable forward, it's going to be, and it's not that great, but pronounceable. It's $2,500. Then you put on like those letters that you have, and now you're getting into 4,000, And then it can go crazy. Like it could get up to 14 if a couple guys really want it. But if you're getting it at that 3,800, 4,500, that's such an easy 10, 20X on those kind of names.
Good stuff. All right. Yeah. I like it. All right. Well, congratulations, Shane. I do have some swag for you. I'll figure out if I'm going to just bring it to NamesCon or give it to you.
Keep it to the mountain.
Yeah.
Send it up.
I'll come see you. I got a beach workout coming out. So
let's go. All right. Well, good stuff. That was an exciting domain game that came down to the wire. A little extra round OT. Three competitors and Shane with the victory. And at the top of the mountain, if you will.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, good stuff. Let's keep it moving. Let's go on to NameJack and a Jet. Sponsored by NameJet, we're going to review a list of domains that are coming up for auction and see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You could go to the page on the Domain Sherpa website, download the sheet. It'll give you a bunch of stats and stuff, as well as the list and the Estabot appraisals. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders is at the time that we put the list together, which was effectively yesterday, and then the order by date.
Yesterday actually being 3 days ago, though.
Well, right. It'll be yesterday. Look. You've already said what the date was because you said it was your anniversary. So
look, I don't even know what day of the week it is right now. You got me so confused.
So either way, hopefully the list helps. Not financial advice. Threw a bunch of them on there just because I couldn't find. There's not a, well, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead with Shane. We're going to start with you. We started with Drew with the domain game. Going in order. And you got the list? What do you think? I got one on there specifically for you. I always get a Shane name. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait, you're muted. You're muted.
He's muted.
You're muted, dude.
You're still muted. It's like, tell him he's muted. He keeps talking.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't hear because I was talking.
I thought maybe you lose your voice at that high elevation.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you. I think Garden Geeks is a great little brand. And there's actually some clothing line, I think, already called Garden Geeks, but those are the kind I get pretty cheap. Those yard names and garden names.
Oh yeah.
Not many back orders. I mean, that's my wheelhouse, and I do pretty well with those. The one thing, LASIK, it's IK, right? Is the
yeah, IK. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I look at LASIK and I think, and you guys speak this out. If you have a trademark on LASIK and you go out with LASIK, you still can't do anything eye related, or you can't talk about that at all, right? It would blow it up.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's a trademark term.
You know, so yeah. Look, if you look at it, LASIK with the eye is laser assisted in situ keratomalusius or something, right?
Yeah.
The EK is.
Oh, actually, yeah, that rings a bell.
I think it's actually, so I'm looking to see if it's the same because I'm, they're actually, EK is its own procedure.
And oh, is it a different trademark procedure?
They're different. They're different procedures. And there's a question of which are like...
Different procedures. Doesn't answer the question, are they both trademarked?
Well, that's a great question too. Let's take a look.
To me, there's a lot of due diligence in that name, I guess is where I'm going.
Yeah, let's see though. I'm curious about... No, there is not one on EK and IK because, I mean, again, they're procedures. So who would trademark them, you know?
The one that invented the procedure?
Yeah, I think LASIK procedure is trademarked. But
no, yeah. The IK is not trademarked. There's a few like customized Natural View LASIK that try. There's one actually. Natural View LASIK is the only live registered one, which is related to laser eye surgery services.
Maybe it's... I don't know.
And I didn't know if that was...
I would have been with Shane, though. I would have said 100%. That's
yeah. Well,
the interesting LASIK with an EK is again, it's own separate procedure that's different from IK. And so, you know, but is it the kind of thing where there's just too much hair on that dog? You're going to avoid it altogether or what?
probably.
Yeah, I'm staying away from it. Like, I'm not messing with it. Drew does well on really great brands and values and gets them clean and ready to roll. But that's too much for me. Okay. I'm going to stay away from that. So the ones that I do like, I love surfing.org. You know, I love the SLD, the keyword there. Org works for me. Same with jungle. Those are two words that they're getting a lot of attention now, like org making. I don't want to say it's a comeback because it never really left, but you're seeing a lot of those great keyword.orgs adding 10 or 20% value over the last 6 months in the markets. And then one more I'll do is I like motors. I don't know why I pick them off, but I have really good luck with them, like Epic Motors and Power Motors. And All Motors isn't quite as good. It's not a cool name like Power Motors would be, but there's a lot of car dealer mechanics in this world, especially in this country. And Motors is a great name for that. So I like picking those names up if I can get them under $1,000 or $1,500, because I think I can go 10, 15, 20 grand all day. And I've proven that works really well. All Motors isn't quite there, but that's my little take on the motors play. And then I'll leave the rest for these guys.
All right. Miller.
Leave us something. All right. I am, by the way, I also have an affinity for .org. So I think both the .orgs, Jungle and Serpent, are good. I like them both for a lot of the same reasons. I just think there's always a play there. Jungle more than Serpent in this case. The name that jumped out at me, but I'll be curious because, even though I'm taking it, Drew may have, I'm curious to Drew, what Drew will say about it too, is Metaphysic. So, metaphysic.com is a dictionary word. It is a category, a subcategory in philosophy. Mm-hmm. However, this is a case where unequivocally, and I believe this the second you sent it to me, but I actually did a little more digging just to validate this factually. The plural way outweighs the singular. The metaphysics is the not term yeah. unequivocally, right? And
or metaphysical or even metaphysica is like a description of anomaly.
Correct. So it's a little bit of an aberration oddball because it drops that S. But on the flip side, it's a category defining, it's a brand, it's a category. It's a subcategory of philosophy, which is big, right? And and just the term meta in general is pretty powerful in anything right now. And I definitely think there is a if this were the plural, we'd be talking about a whole different ballgame value wise.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There is a company called Metaphysic that has metaphysic.ai, and they seem pretty legit. Their site is crazy. If you look at it, they've got some interesting stuff, and they have some stuff they've done. I don't know if it's actual like hired sort of sanctioned work, generative AI stuff that involves like Eminem and Alien Romulus. Like, I don't know if they were actually hired by the studios and the artists to do those, or if they just did sort of their own kind of bootleg versions of stuff. I can't tell. But if they're that legit, then that's an interesting, but it looks like at that point, maybe it's, and they use metaphysic.ai. So you wonder at that point, are you dealing with a one buyer type of domain if you end up buying metaphysic.ai?
It's a good brand, right? I think Drew hit it right. It's more than whereas the plural would be would be a category. I mean, again, a narrower niche category within philosophy, but it's a narrower, category, whereas the singular is probably more of a brand. But, look, I still think it's, for me, it was, if you're just purely looking at, if I could pick, if I had to pick what I thought the most valuable name on the list is from a resale standpoint, that's still going to be my number one by a long shot.
I'm with it, man. All right, cool. Any others that you think are interesting that you like or you don't like?
I like the two, I said the two .orgs, and then I liked glasses going to go up. I like the heart. I thought heartsog.com was kind of cool for a little brand, for the right thing. I thought it, it's songs, the heart and the music and song. And I don't know, it jumped out at me as kind of a nice little brand. But, certainly not in the school of the two generic .orgs and Metaphysic.
Okay, cool. All right, Drew, it's on you. What do you think? What do you like? Yeah, or don't you like?
I don't love this list really at all, but I guess my favorite name on the list Well, I love jungle.org, but I actually think jungle.org might have been renewed or something because I don't see it on NameGen anymore.
Oh, okay.
So that might be out anyways. That would have been my favorite one. Just because I've tried to buy jungle.com so many times and it ain't selling. So, I think my favorite name on the list is probably CaseNet. I like Metaphysic a lot. Metaphysic is a great name. You know, we've said it. But I think CaseNet actually is the one that probably has the highest chance of being flipped to an end user. There's just a lot of use cases for CaseNet, from media to legal to all sorts of stuff. I think that's an interesting brand across multiple fields. You probably get it cheap.
Yeah, I'm with it. Yeah, well, it's interesting about you mentioned the list, and that's why I included some extra names. We're at 18 names on the list, which, you know, Billy's got to be the one to input them into the show notes. So he's going to be like, kidding me, man? Like, yeah, tough enough when we're doing 12 to 15 names on the list. But, you know, we've done about 3 or 4 reviews in a row. And when we do that, and I don't know if it's summertime, you know, it's funny, like, you know, it starts to get kind of like, you know, we all the good names. There's other good names that are currently available if you go to NameJet. It's just we've already talked about them on prior shows, right? Because the lead time is like a month long. So yeah, I would agree. But I don't know if for me any of these particularly jumped out. You know, you have payq.com, which I think is kind of interesting. But
yeah,
then
you throw
the Q
in the front of pay and it's a whole nother world, right? The Q pay is 10 times more valuable than payq.
Well, and then you have a few of these that are like one words, but goes into that not all one words are created equal, right? Skidding.com. It's like, you know, I think that's a tough one. And then inauspicious.com, right? Like, what brand is inauspicious? What does inauspicious actually even mean?
Not even sure if it's a word.
No.
Inauspicious is like unlucky, no?
It's literally unpromising.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I missed a 7-foot putt for money the other day. And I said what I was done. I'm like, that is ineffing excusable. And then I looked at my dad. I'm like, is it in or is it un or in? Unexcusable or inexcusable? And are they both words? And he said, it's definitely un. And I go, yeah, but is it in a word too?
Yeah.
He said, it was in. I'm sorry. He said it was definitely in. He said it was in. He never gets his grammar wrong. He said it was in, and I said, but is un actually a word?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unacceptable. Oh, no, unacceptable, not unexcusable.
Yeah, but I bet it's a word.
I don't know. I mean, here we go.
Inexcusable.
You can ask ChatGPT.
It's last recorded in the late 1600s. Oh, it's actually considered obsolete. That is a word that is considered obsolete.
Unexcusable?
Unexcusable. I
mean, inexcusable
is the word that's in normal parlance.
Okay.
Unexcusable, they say, is basically...
ChatGPT says it is a word, technically correct, but uncommon.
Yeah, hasn't been used in a long... You know, it's,
but it is a word.
Okay.
Either way, missing the putt was inexcusable.
Inexcusable, it was inauspicious, which is considered based on the... Not conducive to success and unpromising, you know? So this is an inauspicious start to something if it's like you get off on the wrong foot, right? So another reason why, like we say, not all oneword.coms are created equal. So anyway, all right, well, cool. So that's the list.
Favorites?
But
how about favorites? So those are the kind of like, what are we talking about?
It's okay. But
we talking England and Australia?
Spelling. Yeah, it's the European spelling.
And
Australians. Australians use the local TLD for Australian businesses. And you can't use favorites for a global business because most of the commercial world doesn't know how to spell it. Yeah. So I don't love it. I don't know. Look, it's got value, right? But it's one of these, I call it, what do I call it? I got this from my German tutor 20 years ago. False friend, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, on the surface, you're like, whoa, favorite.com, like, great name, but you know, it's like, is it really, you know, what are you going to use that for?
Yeah, I agree.
Matt, can you imagine spending money branding of that spelling? I mean, come on.
No, you can't. Yeah. I mean, if you were like a British only, you know, business, then okay. But like,
yeah, a local pizza place, sure.
I mean, you could be. That
get your hot wings and favorites.
Yeah. Well, in that case, get your fish and chips.
Get your Boston chips. Favorites.
Yeah, favorites. Get your chips.
Fish and chips.
Oh, that was an English accent. Sorry.
Yeah, we need Josh if we want to do an English accent. I can't even do it. I'm good with accents too, but not the British one.
Get your fish and chips at favorites. Anyway, all right. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well, cool. We went through the list. Definitely to the extent, you know, look, there's always some gold and then there are hills, but, you know, no financial advice. Good luck, everybody. Go do your thing. Shout out to NameJet. All right. Well, that's what's up. So we're through the domain game. We're through NameJet and a jet. We're grand closing. We'll go around the horn. We'll start with you, Miller. Kind of what's up? Are you going to be at the, I see you on the NamesCon speaker.
Yeah, thank God it's South Beach, man. I'll be at the Satai, my place. Ooh, I'll be having a few extra days, be able to chill out. Yeah, yeah. You know, NamesCon will be fun for a day and then or two, and then hang in Miami a few extra days. So, yes, it still feels like I mean, I don't want to rush, you know, we're into the halfway point of the NFL season by NamesCon, so let's not rush summer. But we'll be there. And then in general, want me to do a general little overview here of life?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, so, yeah. But the Satai is dope. We did dinner at the Satai at the restaurant.
Jaya. A little show.
Yeah.
You know, though, I'll tell you what. I won't go back. I preferred our hotel. Where did we stay?
We stayed at the Miami Beach Edition.
The Edition. I prefer.
Yeah, I'll stay there.
I love that garden. The oasis in the back is awesome.
The thing about the Satai is
super nice. It's super nice, but honestly, I don't. Look,
shit was opulent. They had an elephant skeleton in a glass case.
The less I feel okay going to a place that charged me $260 for 5 basic cocktails.
I mean, yes,
I feel offended by that. You know what I'm saying? Like it offends my sense of what's okay.
Shit was opulent.
Here's what I'll say about the Satai. And you guys,
I'll go drop, you know,
it's the best pool and beach club scene in Miami. I go there for the pool and the beach club and the views from the views from the, you know, residence rooms are just spectacular, all glass, and the beach club and the pool are, you know, quality. It's mellow. You don't fight for a chair ever. You know, that's why I like the Kardashians go there, because there's no freaking paparazzi. They don't let anyone in the door. I just think it's pretty serene and chill. However, the prices, I don't eat there very often unless I'm eating by a pool. You know, I usually go other places. In general, so we don't spend up in it. Good to be back, first of all. I am a shout out. You know, look, I think that, Drew and we are, you know, both of us are set a new standard and kicking butts and taking numbers right now in a really good market. And that's great for this asset class. And I'm excited about it. So, I think this is being elevated right now. And, we'll have a couple, I've kind of said this in my Sunday thoughts, but, have a couple deals that were actually, the buyers want to disclose the price coming up soon. And they're, you know, they've asked me to do it. And they, you know, which is back kind of to the old school days of like, they want to say it. And, you know, we're talking about, an 8 and an upper 7 on some pretty awesome names. So, with very, very, you know, Darmish type buyers, but not Darmish, but, you know, names that will help elevate the asset class. And, looking forward to that. And, I think Drew and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the phone. Like, I think we're in a really, it's going to be a really great window of time coming up here for you know, the most valuable domains and .com domains and, combination of what's happening in politics and crypto and AI obviously being a crazy, I was looking last night, I subscribed to somebody who posts like all venture-backed AI jobs, and I was looking at it for somebody. And somebody much younger, and And it's like, you know, the amount of AI companies that are being backed and formed, and it's going to be a bubble, right? Of course, they can't all, you know, but like in the meantime, it's just amazing new technology and transformative at levels we haven't seen in a long time. And this is all going to be great for domains, and especially the kind of domains that we play in. So, you know, the sandboxes we play in. So I'm excited about it. And I think, you know, I think it's going to be, like we talked about earlier, Shane said, you know, I think it will be, you know, continuing of evolution in a positive direction of this asset class. And that's good for everybody.
Yeah, well, look, with just the sheer amount of companies that are being created, right? And then, you know, it's just what differentiates them. You know, obviously the services and stuff, but like, how are they going to get their name out there, you know, and cut through the noise? And, you know, and that's where branding really matters. And I think that you've got enough of an awareness of the value of domains and how the domains really help you establish, you know, owning a brand, owning a term, a one word that, you know, is going to be, you know, the try this and the get that and the, you know, all those kinds of things, I mean, are always going to keep you at a lower level where, you know, it's interesting that you've got companies and founders or whatever that are open to putting the price out there, but it's also a way to get attention, right? It's like, hey, we just spent $8 million on our domain name. Here's why, right? You know, you
and see. And full transparency, I didn't ask. They came to me and they said, by the way, what do you think I want to at the right, at X amount of data? Or, and look, we're going to see you with AI.com too, right? At some point that price is going to come out. That's what we know. And it's going to be awesome. So for some reason, you know, back in the, you know, when I first started getting into domains, there was, you know, and even when we were, you know, when I was buying a lot of one word domains, you know, at the beginning in the, you know, 98 to 2005, you know, a lot of times we would put out what we paid. And then that kind of went to an NDA mode, and, you know, it still primarily is. And you know, but it's interesting, you know, to see some people wanting to wave the flag of its value and, you know, getting the PR bang from that. In the value, you know, to help them launch their business, I guess, in cases where it might be a new division or a new business. So, you know, that's their call, right?
Well, I think the companies, look, founders, second-time founders, you know, we've talked about this, Drew, you know, they have an appreciation for the value of high-level premium domain names. And it's a flex, right? So it's the kind of thing where, you know, you might as well lean into it, right? Especially if you're going to spend the money, you know, lean into it.
Well, in one of my cases, you know, it's a founder who has already built business, other massively successful businesses on one word domains, not deals that I did, on other one word domains. And now then that they're now building another one. Right. And, and you know, it's related to their others. It's not, they're still operating their other two. So, you know, it's a third business and line and, you know, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think, 100%. You know, this was a rare case where, you know, the seller had to agree to, the seller was reluctant about letting go of the NDA, they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to be, you know, they were worried about their name being attached. So their name hopefully won't get attached, but, you know, all good. And then last thing I'll throw out is I got one more, you know, cause you know, I love my DraftKings, JT. I got one more. The open starts at 2 a.m. tomorrow night. I got one more 444 mega milli, one more ticket in the can before the end of the season that I qualified for to try to knock this thing down. So it's I'm skipping the Coldplay show tomorrow night that I was invited to, so I can make sure I'm ready for the 2 a.m. British Open tea time on, you know, 2 a.m. Wednesday.
Who do you got?
I'm still. We're still playing. We're still it's early, man. I got to see what the weather, like, this is the shores of Northern Ireland. Okay. The wind is going to be what drives the decisions, and be made. That's why I'm staying home. That's why it can't be made till, you know, Wednesday. Rolling the dice. You know, I'm rolling the dice that Coldplay is going to go play in the Sphere and do a residency. I'll go there. It's better there anyway.
Oh man. Everything's better in the Sphere.
That's the rumor.
Clips. Literally, you talk about
except
artists.
The Backstreet Boys.
Well, dude, I was actually just going to mention Backstreet Boys. You say what you want about that, but I saw some clip for their show, and that shit looked crazy. Like, I don't care. That's what that actually was going to be the point I was going to make, which I don't know that the band, obviously, if you want to go see a band that you love, but it's like, I think any band there would be kind of pretty sick. You know what I'm saying? Because the stuff they do is just wild.
I was going to say, I've been to two shows.
Your judgment just got cut in about half.
No way.
No problem. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you seen Scary. The bounty boy at the Sphere? They're killing it.
I'm just saying, the clips that I saw of the way that they did what they did looked insane.
I saw Dead and Company in U2, and I can tell you that the difference, forget the music. The music is whatever your preference is. The difference in the use of the technology between the two was staggeringly. I mean, the Dead are always ahead of the curve technologically at different levels, but it was staggering. I will say, I don't know if you guys noticed, The Wizard of Oz is premiering there in August, the movie. They've remade the movie for the Sphere. And like that to me is going to be wild. Like if you've been there and you've seen the
capability
capability, now you got the witch, you know, riding around in her broomstick and the tornado blow. It's probably worth going, honestly.
The quantity of drugs that are going to be consumed before watching that is going to be insane.
The Wizard of Oz,
man. Those stairs are no joke. Like, that's the steepest angles.
I can't sit. Like, where we sat when we
went. My knees are up to my chin.
During the ICA, like, I can't sit up there, dude. That was like
a little overrated, honestly. The steepness, I find. I mean, it was, you know, but.
No, it's the seats. The seats, because it's so steep, your knees are
so tight. Like, I got to at least be on the end. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I stood the whole show, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Walking through that, like, that was definitely tight. And I didn't love the movie. I talked about this on the show before. I didn't love their like base movie.
Requiem of a Dream, whatever.
Well, maybe The Wizard of Oz will become that. That's it, and it will be there for ICA. That's what I'm hoping, right? The Wizard of Oz becomes the house movie. You know,
the house movie can't be that bleak Darren Aronofsky nonsense that was like, yo, the planet's fucked and you're the worst.
You know, you think about how long a show runs on Hollywood, right? You think about the longest, I'm sorry, on Broadway. You think about the longest running shows on Broadway. They run for 15, 20 years, right? And there's no, why can't The Wizard of Oz, you know, obviously a band, a house, you know, a residency, a band can only play for a window of time because they're tired and they have to go back to their families. But why can't this movie be, you know, the equivalent of a Broadway show that runs for 5 months a year when there's not a band there, you know, and who wouldn't want to go see The Wizard of Oz? So it's pretty
more uplifting than the original movie, man. Like,
by the way, we're overseeing the sale of Sphere.com, which is a whole different conversation.
That's a banger. That's a great domain, man.
Yeah, I like Sphere.
We'll see if these guys are making very quickly. We'll find out in Sphere is actually.
If this were an X post, I would say I have Sphere with an F dot now for sale. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Follow like all the messages that start popping, all the unrelated names that everyone just immediately starts shilling on your
road. Yeah, like it's almost as good. That's the thing.
No doubt.
Well, I think we'll find out pretty quickly how the Sphere is doing financially.
Yeah.
Because
I forget what the payback period is, but it's a long one.
Yeah.
It's
very unprofitable in the beginning, too. So not only was it costly, but they actually lost money for the first, you know, couple of years.
But it's such a hammered. Sick bang. It's so
hammered.
Yeah, we had a buyer for Sphere.com. This was in 2021. I would guess I guess they probably still want it, but I don't know.
Well, let's not negotiate that on Sherpa. But call me. We'll see if Mr. Dolan wants it or not.
Hey, all good. All right, cool, man. Well, good stuff. All right, let's keep it moving because we're running up on time here. We've got about 5 minutes left. If that, Drew, what about you? And then we'll close with Shane. But you got anything else to mention or report?
Not really. Not really. I mean, shockingly, July has been a phenomenal month, which is not typical at all. July and August, you know, I kind of write off as a push, but July has been a boomer month, better than May or June for us. So, not sure what to attribute that to, other than, you know, maybe markets are up and you know, liquidity seems to be increasing. But
and everybody wants to get deals done before they go away in August.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it looks good. Markets are good. I'm kicking off on summer holidays after next week again, and all good. You know, Bitcoin's making all new all-time highs. We're in price discovery zone. You know,
I thought you guys go on holiday. I thought you Europeans take August.
I take a lot of July and August. We were just in Greece.
Yep.
And then where did we go? Greece. Then we're in Germany. Then we came back for a couple days. Then we were just in Mallorca. Now we're back. And we're going to the US. So we'll go see my family in Rhode Island. We'll go to New York for a few days. And then we'll come back. And then we're going to Italy.
Oh, obviously, let me know when you're in Greenwich. Or yeah. Wherever you're going.
Yep.
All right. Well, good stuff.
Be here in like in 2 weeks.
It's to be around.
2 weeks we'll be there.
You've been down at that little coffee shop on the water last time. I like that place.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Yeah.
All right. Shane, man, what about you? Anything else on your end?
No, I mean, life is good. That's retirement is exactly everything I hope to be. Work wherever. We said this last show, like, I love domains. You can be anywhere, do anything. You can be on holiday and still working when you need to work, sneak out every once in a while. Yeah, I mean, I've been 2 months in the mountains here, 2 months in the mountains in North Carolina. I went to Florida to see my dad. Like, it's just, this is what you work for, buddy. I mean, like, that's what I tell everybody. If you want to know why you bust your ass for 30 years, 70, 80 hours a week, so you can work 40 hours a week and have a great time anyway.
The question is, Shane, you know, is it retirement or is it an empty nesting, right?
Well, I've been empty nest for a while now, but
yeah,
not that long.
I mean, college, I don't count college empty nesting completely, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because they do come home.
Yeah, just my daughter doesn't. She does come home, but not so much. But yeah, it's just retirement meant once the nursery was done. That's a 70-hour week.
So. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but. I always told people working 40 hours a week is like vacation for me. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. But Bitcoin, crypto being up is good. You know, having AI, we're all looking pretty good. Market's looking good. So, I think we're all pretty good. I got a lot of cash waiting for that housing market to come back a little bit, too. So,
all right. I like it. Got some cash on side.
Ready to deploy.
All right.
Yeah,
well, good stuff,
I need
Nate.
Good Benson Boone tickets. That's what I'm hoping. Just so I'm saving my cash for.
Beautiful things, domains, and the lifestyle it brings when it works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff, man. All right. Well, hey, listen, thank you guys, all of you, Miller, Shane, Drew, for being on the show. As always, it's much appreciated. To the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Say it on every show. Without you, there is no us. So we appreciate you guys jumping in and paying attention for as long as you have. For those of you who've held on this long, thanks for sticking around. Hit us up if you need us. We're not hard to find. That's about it. I think we're gone. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. See you soon.
Thanks, everybody.